Arctic Village.
First story you're going to tell, what's the name of it?
First airplane. Oh. Airplane we call it, this is an eagle coat. I'm from Arctic Village tribe of... I was born there, 1881. And this is scientific story. Not true, but it's a story supposed to be true. First airplane was Indian built it. He was born not very far from Arctic Village, and he was born in little boy. He started talk about airplane, and he was going to build one, go to moon. And he worked all his life until he made that plane. And he go up in the air with it. He find out he was up higher. He go faster. And he want to know what's wrong with it. And he find out he got to have air up there too. So he come back and he tried to get air. He don't know how to get air. And he got something suck, you know, that scared of the heart. Is air never go through that thing. He makes suck out of that. He got the air. They told him, he said, you won't be back. You will be dead someplace. And he said, what I try and with my life. So he not scared. So he got everything ready. He go to moon. He told him, how you going last that airplane? Make that thing run. Oh, he say fire in the air will run it. That he meant the electric, I guess. That's a thing we don't know. He know. So at last he got ready and he went. And few days, they didn't say how long take him, but in a few days he was a pair in the moon. And at that time he said, it'll be anytime something come to the moon, he'll get his picture right there in the moon. So he got his picture right there in the moon. You could see that air sack holding in his hand. You could see him when the moon is full. Well, you could see his picture right there. And he don't know how to come back. And perhaps his air run out and he died, we don't know. That's something we don't know. We know he got there because we see his picture there. Then Jesus took an airplane to sing. Chatsal was going to leave it. He come back. Can I talk now? Now, Arctic village, people is only tribe that have kind of a school, like Indian school, not regular school, but while we were raising, you know, I was 10 years old when I joined the school. Boy, go, we're moving every day, we go place to place. And I was 10 years old when my father told me, you got to join those boys. So I did. And a smart man, he teach us. First word he told me, that respect for everybody. Second word, he said, love for everybody. Third word, kind word for everyone. Fourth word, work for your living. You come to the world to help the world. So, if you don't work for your living, you can't be honest man. And I was trying to do that. I was trying to do that all my life. I made good without being in school. And now I had 13 kids of my own, 55 grandchildren, 60 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchild. So I guess I helped the world. Okay. Paul Salmon sings.
Je kako ankena za kutsani je kajko an kutlo ai krahna is kreko an ai re tenjini ji ta tsak za kutse hecha tsakori tsak za ni sak kin ji tsakori tsak za ta kon Deki and the tuck a cotic and a gorita. Akava soncha. haka cha ka za ta ko ra ne a za den kin kin shi den ji yi shun na za ta ko ji kwa ko ka ne a za he je ka ku cha ne za ku cha cha ne ko ko ji kwa za re a den ji yi shun na za ne chen na na za ke je ko ko an ku na Khaizhar Gwe an Tika Guang Chajan Ji Kukul Anya Ka Sunday On the Butch Creek Niran Tain Chi Tay Tay Guzari Hil Tain Iji Niran Tain Jan Ji Kukul An A Cha Shik Nara An Sho Cha Jan Ji Kukul An Gina A Cha Shik Nara An A Cha Ode Juk Shisha Tain Zhe Gu Tli Iji Chan That winner is quite a grand jetty. That's a good again. He I got again. He that go qua go gun. Let's say a hatchet. A quite a what the sun and cut and jay cockles and drink a cockles and a shaky nine hand gui. I go a shins and gui. I qua. The governor, Chan Lo Enji, what's a go shayo governor? Yet there's a cuckoo and Gunna is it the tuck de tick only? Is it Gunna is a good jar is a go on a de no tater high Zaja Adan Gwina, I jab ho, jayo governor. At the Jason Hard, she didn't get some poor dead G. Nai ha de ti xi a ta ri o ke xi ye ku chen ze za ku chi kha ku ri a zo zo on o tan de xi ji de no chi xi zo ni de en xi ya na ya ta chan cha tan ke ti ni xi ku ji na xi de ji chen ri chen de xi en sa na ya a zo de de wo hun ja yo wa na ku ke ti ya na xi xi Yet the cuckoo and Gunna Isaac. Dinty going Gunna don't jazz it and gin and gin tacos a jar don't jar. Isaac on the dino tater has that on the Gunna a jar the nasty. That is a good selling that I dare cheho zian. I could send as a neraya cry.
With medicine and there isn't this you can rule.
What's your name?
P. Walls.
You're from Fort Yukon?
I'm from Fort Yukon.
Full-blooded Athabascan?
Well, that I couldn't answer. Could be Athabascan, could be French Canadian.
Okay. What's the name of your first story?
Well, you want to hear about Medicine Man? Well, I'll tell you about Medicine Man.
All right.
He's my great-grandfather. His name is John Schumann. My father, and his name is David Wallace. His second brother name was Johnny Druck. I don't know how they got their name mixed up, but my father was raised by a preacher. From England. I still got his picture, but he told me a great story one time. As you ask about medicine, man, well, they were living it up at the. They were orphaned, you know. They hadn't got no father or mother, and just their sister was living with them. And this man that's married to grandmother, whose name was John Schumann. He's pretty good medicine man, as I hear it, the way my father told me. And my father was a preacher, remember. I don't think he lied about it. Them days, there ain't nothing that I could live on. And that was up Tetzik. English, they call it Salmon River. In the morning, they haven't got a thing to eat. And they tell his wife to put empty bake pan into the, you know, the Yukon stove. My father told me this story himself. And said all of a sudden he said that he heard something cooking and they were real hungry and his brother was by him, was Johnny. All of a sudden he said, big caribou was, you know, them caribou trout was coming out her mouth while this thing was cooking. When they took it out, there's nothing in it. And then they had a big sore on his leg. Only thing they got is one salmon. So he cut the salmon off, you know that, you know how salmon is dry, you know? He cut that salmon meat off and then he soaked it in the water, you know, and he put it on his leg. And he just spit on it once and flop it. But 50 years later, he had sore in the same spot again. He went to Fairbanks and he went to the best doctor. My uncle got money anyway. He got a lot of money, you know, that guy. He went to the best doctor and he asked him, he said, how come my leg is getting sore? He said he got sulfur, you know, them days they got them sulfur matches, you know. He got a box in his pocket all the time, you know. That's what done it, you know. I told him get rid of it, and the doctor told him get buy a cigarette lighter. Next morning, when they were up, Ted sick, you know, they sent them guys up, you know.
Okay.
I sent them up and they caught a lot of caribou that day. I heard he was the greatest, I don't know. I'm not a medicine man, I don't know a darn thing about it. I was a medicine man. I'll kill a couple of Indians myself. Or two.
Did you repeat that again?
No.
It's about
1932. I was trapping with Sergeant Fred Paul. Trapping down a moth of upper moth of birch. I didn't know how to trap. All I had was four dogs. My dad was buying me trapline grub. An old sergeant is a, what you call an uneducated mechanic. He always gotta get his old Evan root. That Evan root was so darn old, you can't call it Evan root. Oh, it's coming up to 12 mile and I hear an airplane coming. All of a sudden I see a big smoke up there on that bend. I thought airplane crashed, and why did I rush my dogs? When I got there, we call him Sergeant because he always called himself a sergeant, you know. Well, through here's Far Evan route down there, you know, right on the bend. He just feel like it. He just starts that old Evan route. So Sergeant asked me where I'm going. I said, I'm through trapping. You done pretty good this winter, he told me. I caught one mink, and I ate a good meal once. And that's about all I got, Sergeant. I said, I'm leaving you. I said, I'm not going to see you no more. American KU, he's teach you how to trap it, don't they? American KU. Hey, and the dingy,